key issues as well.
Yeah, so concerning the first point about how to help politicians sort of to adopt a better narrative about this, I would say the best is probably just to invite these technical experts, basically to ask them what is actually happening in the field and what we can actually foresee, because usually a technical expert talks to a journalist extrapolates it, and then that's how you just have this rumor that's perpetrates, and then in the end is not really the story that he or she gave. And for instance, here I'm like the only technical expert this morning on quantum computing, even though I'm more on the cryptographic side. What about having events like this more often, where you actually have also other experts, which are technical experts, who can actually give you a better understanding of what is actually happening in the field, instead of just hearing the stories and then just from them drawing conclusions. And I think that's probably the best, like, to bring a bit academia, technical experts, and governments. I think that's the best solution, really, that I can see. Just have people tell you the story directly, advising directly on the matter. I think that would be the best solutions I can foresee. The other question was about the openness of research in this field. So as far as I know, so people are very open about the quantum algorithms that they try to implement. The techniques that they use, when I say people, is now I'm thinking about companies. The techniques that they use actually to add more qubits and keep the coherence and everything. This, as far as I know, is usually not made that it's not made public, because it's also a matter of who has the best computer in a couple of years, so they don't really want to divulge your IP in a sense. But the universities usually are very public about it. But your goal is different. Your goal is not just to add as many qubits as they want. Sometimes it's just you want to reach the lower temperatures to have a computation that can last longer, to perform bigger computations, and these techniques usually are usually public. So if you go on just archive.org, you would definitely find these papers. The researchers in the quantum field really collaborate with each other in the academic world. In companies, it really very much depends on the policy of the company. But I would say that mostly, like, they publish what they publish what they know about quantum computing, like these toy algorithms that they can write. But the techniques that they really use to actually build those quantum computers, this I would say usually companies are a bit secret about it. And lastly, the question was about
Educating foreign nationals.
Educating foreigners. So, as far as I know, for instance, I studied in France, but I don't have a French passport. So, I, for instance, could not join the Ministry of Defense, for instance, which is specialized in computer security. So, actually, on this side, yeah, when it comes to sensitive military matters, they usually don't take foreigners, but they still educated me in a sense, so I can still participate, of course, in the academic research, not just work on very certain type of sensitive applications. But then for the rest, it's still very open, and I wouldn't really say it's a problem if people go abroad. Actually, I would say it's better, because you see, I mean, knowledge does not have a nationality. You usually go, I don't know, to the US or to Singapore, because there is someone who's very good in this sense. And if in the end you want to keep people, and actually people are usually, as well, usually people want to go back to where they're from, but it usually depends just on the conditions. If governments provide good working conditions for researchers, they would definitely go back to their country for sure. Like, if they have like good working conditions, and that they can collaborate with people across the world, because we don't need to meet every time we write a paper together, or that we work on a problem, we can work remotely and then meet sometimes. But people are willing to live close to your friends and families. They're also humans. But the point is, usually the tricky choice are the working conditions, basically, because there are limited positions in academia, because there's not that much funding, and usually the best researchers, like usually the universities or the institutions with the largest amount of money, can just attract the best people. So I would say, to counter this brain drain in a way, you need just to provide good conditions. That would really be good working conditions for researchers. I think that's the best solution for it. Trying to prevent people from going abroad can be detrimental for your own country, because then you prevent them from learning from other people, I think.
I think that's probably a great place.